Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, 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 we are approaching the weekend very quickly, and bonus round, it's a holiday weekend. Woo! We will have a best of show on Monday. That will be nice. I mean, good Lord, I need the time off, Sue. I've barely been off at all this summer, so I can't wait for the day off.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably
you know,
true.
There was some panic because I originally had last Thursday and Friday on the vacation day list because I was going to go out to Vegas. Now, I had canceled that trip earlier in the summer, but Trisha had texted me, goes, hey, do you still need those days? I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that to you. I've taken enough time off. Yeah, there you go. I'm committed to working here for a little while. We'll have Sue's news in the next hour, but tomorrow we have a roundtable. Jane will be here. Steve Butts, State Representative, GOP consultant David Barklage. Our sheriff is in the news again. Did you see that?
Oh, my gosh. Did he get indicted?
Well, he got indicted, but then Andrew Bailey's office had to drop the nepotism charge because they actually did a DNA test, and he's not related to the
guy.
So he dropped that, but then, hey, good news. Oh, yeah, but he got indicted. It's weird, though. I'll get into it later.
Okay.
It's like a misdemeanor charge, so I don't know. Mm. I mean, the main goal here is getting this guy. He's a clown show, right? Getting him out of office.
Yes.
John Levine is back with us this afternoon. John is the reporter for the Washington Free Beacon. How are you, John? Welcome back to the show.
I'm great. Great to be back. This is my first time back as a Washington Free Beacon reporter.
Well, that may have confused me just a little bit because I saw you on Fox yesterday and I thought that the title might have been a little different. So there was a job change?
Yeah, you know, there's a new sheriff in town in D.C. and I just felt it was the right time to come down here and things happened. You know, things happen in life. And here I am now at the Washington Free Beacon and I love it and everyone's great. And what we did in New York City, we're going to do here.
Awesome.
And a lot of people are in big trouble.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that. That sounds awesome. And I want to ask you about some of the things happening in D.C. You know, it's interesting, too. I saw this story, I think it was Sunday or Monday, about FireAid in the L.A. Times. And I know that that was one of the reasons you were talking about it on Fox. But let me get your reaction just to what happened in Minneapolis and the shooting and the reaction in Washington today. John, any thoughts on how this is all kind of unfolding in this second day of trying to figure out what the hell happened up there?
It's just a very terrible tragedy. Obviously, we still don't know everything or even most things, but what we do know is very disturbing. And this was a second incident of where a transgender identified shooter shot up a religious institution and unfortunately killed several people, in this case, children praying in the pews during mass during a church. I mean, it can't get more awful than that. And I don't know what the future holds, but hopefully we can sort of begin to precipitate some kind of conversation about, you know, the violent, you know, tendencies. Because we're taking these kids who are saying that they're born in the wrong body. They have gender dysphoria. And we're just shoving them full of hormones. We're giving them all these very, very powerful drugs at young ages. And look, if you shove someone full of hormones, it creates aggression as a very common side effect. And you have already people who are kind of mentally unstable to begin with. And it's potentially a very toxic, lethal cocktail and very volatile. And I don't know. I hope we can sort of begin to have a conversation about what are we doing here?
Yeah, and we should.
How did we get to this place?
Part of that conversation happened here and originated in St. Louis with Jamie Reed, who was the whistleblower. And that, you know, was something that brought down the so-called gender-affirming care clinic at Washington University and Children's Hospital. But what really jumps from that whole episode to me, because when she first wrote about this, and then, you know, I interviewed Jamie several times, the concern that she had was very specific to mental illness, telling the doctors and the people that were leading that clinic, hey, look, you are automatically just hopping people up on these puberty blockers and other drugs, and you're completely ignoring the fact that these are kids that are messed up, like severely mentally ill.
Right. Right. And you have a lot of kids who need, you know, counseling or maybe very different kinds of drugs, but certainly not, you know, these very high powered hormones or other things that they're getting. And it's, you know, because I'm a reporter, I always see the market motive. I always see the profit motive. And you have, you know, a drug like Lupron, for example. This was for stage 4 prostate cancer. And now it's being used as a puberty blocker, which creates an enormous new market share for it. And I see too many people making too much money on the gender-affirming care industry for me not to be suspicious.
Absolutely.
And, you know, these are, we haven't yet reckoned with the tragic consequences and side effects. I mean, you know, there's an ocean of people who they wake up one day and they're 30 years old and it's like, oh my God, what have I done with myself? I'm mutilated.
Yeah, but
why
you don't.
Someone stop me.
You don't read about that. You know, I pointed to this Washington Post story from a couple of weeks ago that talked about this family that owned a bookstore. I think it was in North Dakota, South Dakota, something like that. And they're being run out of their state because of a bathroom bill because of their trans child. So the Washington Post and the other legacy media, they love to prop up those stories. They never tell the other side of the story of the detransitioners and the people that feel like they were, nope, you know, abused and mutilated. That story never gets into the legacy media, only the other side.
No, they do not. And it's very, very sad because, you know, these are irreversible changes that people undertake to themselves. And, you know, if you have a kid that says, okay, well, I'm gay, that's whatever, because, you know, maybe you are, maybe you aren't. This doesn't really involve, you don't have to do anything. But if you say you're transgender, that puts you on a sort of roadmap, a treadmill, if you will, of services that, you know, from surgeries to hormones to various other things that can be life altering forever. There is no going back. So the bar for, like, are we going to go along with this has to be very, very high because the results are irreversible.
Yep. Chris Elston, Billboard Chris, has been very, very vocal about that. And it's a very, very important point. All right. I'm going to run out of time and that's my fault. But you have to talk about this fire aid thing in L.A. because, as I mentioned, I saw this in the L.A. Times. So $100 million is raised from this thing. I remember watching the concert, playing some of the highlights here on the show. But where did the money go, John? That's one of the questions right now. Correct?
Well, I think a lot of your audience probably won't be surprised to know that the 160 California nonprofits that Fire Aid has given the money to have not always spent it in the most judicious way possible. And I'm, you know, this wasn't, it didn't take crazy amounts of sleuthing. All I did was go on the Fire Aid website and look up the individual organization. So right off the bat, and they list them all there. So right off the bat, you have several that are openly racially exclusionary. They say if you're not Black or Latino, you cannot apply for grants from our organization.
Right. You highlight something called the Green Line Housing Foundation, and it got $4.8 million from a pool dedicated to health and housing, and it notes right away no whites need apply, right?
Right. I mean, it says it doesn't frame it in the negative. It says only Black and Brown can apply. So, but the negative is obvious. Well, if only Black and Brown can apply, we know who's not allowed to apply. There was also the Black Freedom Fund. There was at least three different groups dedicated to servicing illegal aliens, which, again, like, these are people who are criminals, frankly, who are in our country. They broke the law, and they're receiving fire aid funds, and they should be, you know, getting an ice wagon instead. You have, there was at least 10 different groups dedicated to mental health, which, God bless them, important, but not really, not going to build your house back.
My favorite is the California Native Vote Project. Explain
the
that
The Native
one.
Vote, yeah. Get out the vote for Native Americans. How many Native Americans are in the Palisades anyway, by the way?
I don't know. That was stolen land, though, I'm guessing, at one point.
Yeah, right. You just start with the land acknowledgement. Shame on you. And it's all, I mean, and I don't want to say it was all down the toilet. There were a lot of very legitimate charities on there that got money, and I'm like, okay, that makes sense. This makes sense. But there was a lot that didn't. And we all, look, California spends billions of dollars on the homeless nonprofit industrial complex. And you go there, and it's like we lost a war. There's tent cities everywhere. You're like, is this America? And yeah. Where does the billions that we spend on this go? And it goes to salaries, it goes to overhead, and it goes to galas. Nonprofits love having big parties.
And by the way, I have to correct you, John, and I know that you will apologize profusely here, but it's the unhoused, okay? It's the unhoused.
The unhoused. I'm so sorry.
Step up your game now that you're at the Washington Free Beacon. Yes, exactly.
Hey, both have to be better.
Great reporting. Congrats on the new gig. I really appreciate it. We'll have you back soon.
Yes.
All right,
yes,
take
anytime.
Care. We'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.